Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Respect, yeah. So why hate? Beats
proud of me. Turn my music up, niggas come and smoke some loud with me. Your pockets hurting, they in major pain. Damon Wayne, that comes from tricking on them hoes like you David Blaine. Whoever bet against Mills, just know they insane. I'm who you put it all on, but I ain't taking blame. Making money, nigga.
T.M. Hyman Radio Live. I have been talking my ass off, folks, pretty much talking on mute the whole time. Unbelievable. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. Hey, Toya, I'm like, Toya's in the building. Why can't we can't hear you, Toya? Are you talking on mute?
And, no, you know, wow. See, you took one of my numbers from last week.
Hey, for like 2 minutes straight, folks. You are in tune to T.M. Hyman Radio Live. It's Monday, November 1st, 2010. Are you surrounded by friends or foes is the conversation tonight. It's Monday, November 1st. Wow, what kind of relationships are you cultivating out there? Do you have people in your circle that inspire you, bring you down emotionally, or use you for personal gain? Tonight we uncover the true meaning of friend or foe. Join us by dialing 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926, plus we're spinning new music first. I don't consider myself as someone who has a whole lot of friends. That's what I was saying earlier on mute. A lot of people may think that I have a lot of friends just because I may know a lot of people or a lot of people know me, but I'm very picky and selective in who I call a friend because good friends are hard to come by. What do you think, Toya?
Oh, definitely. I don't have a lot of friends. I just have a few, very few people in my circle. I don't even have a lot of associates. You have to be very careful as to who you keep around you. So.
No, absolutely. Folks, if you just tuned into the show, it is 10:09 on the East Coast and 7:09 on the West Coast. I'm coming to you live from Tampa, Florida tonight. Toya's live from Newark, Delaware. We got the other Angels stopping by soon. It's Monday, November 1st. Election dates tomorrow. Democrats, stand up. A lot is at risk right now in America. If you're our friend, if you're a friend of this show, make sure you go out and vote tomorrow. A lot is at stake. Whole lot is at stake. When you think about friends versus foes, how many of your foes are in your circle, Toya? Because I'm smart enough to know sometimes you got to keep your foes close.
I have 1, 2, three really close friends. I've had the same close friends for I don't know how long now. But other than that, and then I also have, you know, my associates, good associates like you and I don't think are real good friends. We don't know each other well enough to be really good friends, but we're really good coworkers. So we're building a friendship. But as far as having real close personal relationships, I have about three people that I would consider friends.
Okay. And I could get with that. How about foes?
That
you actually deal with, and you know for a fact they may not, you know, mean you any good, but, you know, you still keep them close.
None. No, I got to a point where I just had to cut people off, or something happened in our friendship or relationship, whatever you want to call it, that we ended up walking away from each other. But I don't keep any foes in my circle. I don't feel there's a need to. If I have to keep an eye on you, I don't want you around me. So I don't keep foes in my circle at all.
Yeah, that trust factor is important. All the way from Charlotte, North Carolina, she has finally stepped in the building. Give it up for CeeLo, everybody.
What's up? What's up? What's up?
Hey, CeeLo.
How y'all doing? How y'all doing?
We are good tonight. Are you good from last night's birthday celebration?
No.
Said nope.
No, not at all.
Trying to recover.
Well, yes, I am.
That's what's good. CeeLo, tonight's topic is, are you surrounded by friends or foes?
Both.
Both. Yeah, I would. For me, I'm definitely surrounded by friends and foes. Associates and foes, I'd say.
Yeah. I don't know. Like, no, I have people that I consider that are close to me. But the thing is that the amount of people that I know versus, like, I don't know. I don't want to say regular people, but you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like I have closer. I have my number of close friends is larger. Like, I'll say maybe, I don't know, I'll say 10 that are, like, my immediate, I care what they possibly even think a little bit. You know what I'm saying? Like, I would share stuff with them that, I don't know. I don't know. Why share everything, though, I guess? I don't really hide.
Yeah.
Tell everything. Hold on. Yeah, I'm going to stick with 10 close people. But, I mean, you got to think, dealing with, like, in music and just, like, day-to-day life, you have to deal with people that you don't particularly care for personally, but professionally, they may be good, you know, business people. So it's like, you know, you gotta pick and choose that, though.
Right. Folks, tonight's topic is, are you surrounded by friends or foes? What kind of relationships are you cultivating? It's Monday, November 1st, 2010. Tomorrow is Election Day. Let's stand up. Here's Usher, Bad Girl, for my Bad Angels. TM Hyman Radio.
Showed up. Shawty. What did he do? Yeah. Pimpin'. Oh boy.
What y'all know about a supermodel? Fresh out of Elle magazine. My whole bottle. Look, pimp juice, I keep it one. Bad than a mother. Oh, nah.
You're a bad girl.
Baby.
If you're a bad girl.
Oh. Players, when you see me. You know me, I keep a dollar worth a dime. You know pimping ain't easy for all my chicks in the club. Who knows how to cut a rug?
If you're a bad girl, get at me, bad girl. Work me, baby. Shake it in the way I like. I'm ready to be bad. I need a bad girl.
Hypnotic or Alizé. There ain't much more I can say.
I know for a fact
know that they got my back. They know I got their back. You know, I mean, when it comes to family, you know what I'm saying? My mom, they know my family. I know their family. You know, at the end of the day, to me, that's the measurement between a true friend, because real friends are hard to come by. I think many of us have associates, you know, that we may come in and out of contact with. But those real friends, you know, you can not talk to them for months and pick up, and it's like, you know, y'all just talked yesterday. You know, that's a true friend. And I only have a handful of those, and I'm real careful and selective about who I call my friend. Because at the end of the day, you know, I need to know that I can trust you wholeheartedly, and you need to know you can trust me wholeheartedly. I think trust is a major factor when it comes to friends versus foes.
Yeah, and you're absolutely right. I mean, like, I have a friend that, matter of fact, I was talking to her tonight. As, like, we've been friends, I don't know, for about, I guess, 15 years, roughly. Yeah, like, something like that. I don't know, whatever. Anyway, she's getting married, like, in January, and she called me to be in the wedding. The funny thing about it is we don't agree on a lot of things, but it's like it's this one medium. Like, we just have this one – we have this medium between us that we respect each other's opinion. We have honest dialogue, and we don't necessarily have to agree with each other's lifestyles. And it's really weird, but – I told her, she was like, she didn't know if I wanted to be in it, and I'm like, why would I miss that? You know what I'm saying? And I don't know. That's like one of those, what is that, that friend-foe deal? What is that? What is that called? Like, with your friends, you don't really get along for real.
hey, let me get a little personal, and if I'm too much up in your business, just tell me. I know you will. When you say you don't agree with her lifestyle, what do you mean?
No. Like, we just have, like, for instance, like, at one point in life, I thought she was very shallow. But what it was is she was just really picky. And I didn't understand that. And she would be, like, I don't know, she turned her nose up at a lot of things that, it's like, you know, like, I know you're familiar with it. Why do you turn your nose up at it? You know what I'm saying? It was not her lifestyle, like, she's not a stripper or anything like that. just, like, we have different views on life. I'll say that. Yeah, and I'll leave it
at that. Do you always have to, as friends, do you always have to agree?
Hell no.
Right.
Y'all my friends, and I don't always agree with y'all.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Right, y'all don't always agree with me. So, like, but it's that common respect.
That's what's important, the respect factor.
Yeah, I mean, respect, what I found, respect is agreeing to disagree.
Right. I want to reflect back on an instance. I don't remember what show we did, maybe about a month, maybe, you know, even 2 months ago, in which Toya and Didi talked about how they actually met and how they really didn't like each other when they met. I thought that was real cool because they're the best of friends now. But Toya, share with folks who didn't catch that show and how you and Didi met and how the interaction went.
Oh, I couldn't stand her.
Tell it right.
I couldn't stand her. We worked in a call center together. Not too many. It was, I say, a setting with mostly college students, and most of the college students went to, like, University of Delaware, so weren't not too many African-American workers. You know, we worked in the evening or mid-shift. And, of course, us being probably, what, it was just the two of us, maybe one other black chick in the call center. So, you know, it's not enough room for too many bad girls in one area. So, you know, Didi comes trotting in with her little heels. At the time, she had one of the little real short boy haircuts. You know, real nice wave pattern, nice little shape, comes in with her heels with her head held high, thinking she's cute, high-stepping through the call center, wouldn't speak to anybody. Too good to talk to folks. No, I didn't like her. I didn't like her too much. No. She was very, very stuck up, conceited, arrogant.
Wow.
Very rude.
Oh,
no. Oh, I didn't like her at all.
I'm gonna let you talk about your perspective of Toya when we come back and finish. Because the beautiful part is you've grown on each other. I know me and Didi have grown on each other. You know, we've grown on each other as co-workers on this particular show. And at the end of the day, it's about respect, you know, and you have to be able to give some to get some. It's 10:24 on the East Coast, folks.
And you're now going to listen to Cola by Knapsack Children.
TM Hyman Radio.
Don't you love me?
Wow, what a story, Toya. 12 years, and this is the story you tell? Oh, my goodness.
Well, it's the truth.
I mean, well, she got the majority of it right. I did come in. I mean, just like I teach my daughter in the same way Toya holds her head up and steps high, too. That's one thing I really admire and respect about her, because that shows a sign of confidence. And the story, I can't tell the story any different than what she said, except for I was the first to speak. I did speak to Toya, and then from there it, you know, blossomed into this beautiful thing that we have today. But I can't say any different. She told the truth. So that's the story.
Are
it isn't
you sure?
Any different.
I don't remember
but
you speaking to me.
I thought of Toya. I was like, But see, Toya, you know, she's very pretty. You know, to see her, you know, she's very pretty. So I was like, oh, fine. She thinks she all that. Okay. All right. Okay. Not a problem. And like she said, you can't have too many bad chicks in one place, but somebody had to give in, and I was the bigger of the two, and I spoke to Toya first.
That's because she didn't have anyone else to talk to.
Oh, my goodness.
That's why. There.
Yes, I love it.
On the serious tip, Didi, what now, 12 years later, do you like the most about your friendship with Toya?
Hello? I'm in transit right now, so give me a second. I'm going to have to come back to that question. Toya, can you fill in for me?
Okay, you know what? It sounds like she's about to lose signal. It's not that she was trying to forfeit the question or she was trying to think about it. I think we're about to lose her with her signal. So let me just swivel over out to Delaware. Toya, what do you like about Dee Dee? Because Dee Dee is boisterous. I think Dee Dee is confident, you know, anybody who knows her. But at the end of the day, I think she's definitely a true friend, you know, when it comes down to it. And I've observed your interactions, you know, so I know it's a true friendship. But what do you admire the most? What do you appreciate the most about the friendship?
Very honest, trustworthy, will have your back no matter what, right or wrong. But she'll tell you if you're wrong, no doubt about that. She's not the type of person that will just go with whatever just because she's your friend. She won't agree with you, you know, if you're wrong. Like, if you're wrong, you're wrong. She'll pull your card on it. You know, she'll give her opinion. You know, she's not a backstabbing friend. She's very truthful and honest. I know she's friends with my husband as well, but they're friends outside of our friendship. So if she talks to him about something or she talks to me about something, she doesn't go back to the other person and say, you know, what it is they talk about. You know, and that's a true friend. You know, she's not going to tell my husband the conversation she has with me. She doesn't tell me about the conversation she has with my husband. You know, I trust her enough that she's friends with my husband, you know. We all actually met around the same time. So, I mean, she's just an honest person, no holds barred. You know, you get it the way you get it. She doesn't hold anything back. Like you said, she's very boisterous. She's not bite her tongue for anyone. Won't try to hurt your feelings, but if she does, hey, she'll apologize for hurting your feelings, but she will not apologize for her opinion. So, I mean, that's a good thing. You won't find too many people that will be honest with you, regardless of what, you know, what you think about it. So
that's a good friend. And I think a good friend will be honest with you, and you just got to be a big enough person to accept that honesty and not take it personal. CeeLo, you've been my friend for 10-plus years. Dee Dee's friend for 10-plus years. What's most important to you about friendships, period?
Loyalty. Honesty. Those two. And like, the one thing that I want my friends, like the people that I do consider friends, I like them to be themselves. And that's usually what I get, though, from most people that I even come in contact with, not even just friends, is I give people that sense of, you know, they can totally be themselves without any, you know, judgment. Because I don't think I'm a judgmental person. Sometimes it seems like I'll, you know, be very chastising, but all out of love, you know. But, yeah.
No doubt.
Yeah.
No doubt. folks, an AP breaking news update. And I hate to even report this, but I'm not a hater, only because my Yankees got knocked out of it. And then my Tampa Bay, you know, Rays got knocked out of it. Congratulations to the San Francisco Giants, who just won the World Series. Big up.
Congratulations.
It took a lot of work for them. No, absolutely. It took a lot of work, and they got it in. Again, San Francisco Giants just won the World Series at 10:31. Folks, if you are just tuning into the show, tonight we're talking about, are you surrounded by friends or foes? We are helping you to uncover the true meaning of a friend, you know, and have you to reconsider, you know, anybody that's making you feel down or depressed or nervous or angry, you know, when you come around them or when you're in their presence, you know, 9 times out of 10, that's not a positive situation. They're really not your friend, because friends don't bring that type of energy. In fact, friends bring just the opposite, all right? What kind of relationships are you cultivating tonight? We got Ms. Willingham back online with us here. But coming up next, live from Newark, Delaware, we got our finance segment with Toya. It's 10:36.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show. Take a walk with me. Man, these niggas ain't who they say they is, man. But I'ma let them breathe. Check. 27 years. Born into poverty, daddy left me cold, so the street gonna swallow me. Old heads raised me, so the hood made me. They say you're wrongdoings, fall victim on your baby. 14 full of weed, 380. Mama in the church, pray to God that he save me. Position to rally on superstition. Street corners, we pitching that paper, my only mission. Transition to speaking less than listen. Number one rule, don't snitch, play your position. Use a cop heavy, run around the city till I peep OT. Your pockets increase by 50. Well, let you pussy niggas try and get me. I need that black made back to see shit. Bad yellow bone, lips look lubricated. Big ass, no flaws, that's when you truly made it. I watch my circle fall apart in the J shit. Ain't nothing promised tomorrow. What's the odds? Spending the dollar, then hitting the lotto. I lead a grill, cops follow. Bro, too off, don't like me. June 1st, these niggas try to indict me. But could it be someone I call fam? Never know it to the key witness. Stand. I acted as a boy, now a man. This is the hand I was dealt, I play to win. I'm sick of fake love, don't need pretend. When we all know it's jealousy over ends. This must be a dream, somebody pinch me. When I die, don't cry, just take history. I do this, Costco.
All the way live from Delaware with our finance segment. She always drops the hot tips on us. It's Toya.
Hello, hello. Today I just wanted to give you 10 ways to save $10 a day. Ten simple ways to spend less and save more. First thing you can do is use a 24-hour rule, maybe even 72 hours. That's even better. See something that you just have to have. Instead of just purchasing it right away, go home and think about it. Give yourself 24 hours to decide if you really have to have it, maybe even 72 hours. Usually with impulse buying, you don't have to have it, and once you think about it, you won't purchase it. So just keep that in mind. You can save yourself a lot of money that way. Second thing is replace one money-guzzling hobby with something that's free. For instance, if you're an avid book reader, try a trip to the library instead of the bookstore. We all know most of the time once you read a book, you usually don't pick it back up unless it's to give it to someone else. So save yourself a couple dollars and actually go borrow a book instead of buying a new one. If you're a golfer, for instance, substitute one tee time a week for a trip to the community driving range. Save yourself a couple dollars. The important thing is to not give up the things you like. Instead, just make small occasional substitutions that will save a little bit here and there, because those little things do add up over time. Third, Skip the visit to your favorite store. People spend hundreds of dollars, you know, when they go into a store that they like. For instance, when I go into Target or Walmart, you know, those little buys that don't cost a lot, they add up very quickly. And if you're hitting those stores once, twice a week, you're spending a lot more money than you actually need to. So instead of visiting the stores once or twice a week, why don't you just go once a month? That way you don't have to spend or you won't spend more money than you actually need to. Another thing you need to do is downsize. A lot of people try to or tend to identify themselves or base their self-worth on the things that they have. Just keep in mind that you are not your things. Stop worrying about, you know, your home, your car, what people think about you based on your materialistic things. You may be able to save money just by downsizing. Even if you downsize your house, your car, the clothes, or whatever, there is something that you can downsize to save yourself some money. Drive less. You can carpool once a week or consolidate trips, running errands all at once, or even better, consolidate and carpool all at once by running errands with a friend. You know, hitch a ride with someone. Take turns going back and forth to the store or to work so that you don't have to spend as much gas money. Reduce your utility bills, which is an easy thing to do. Most people have phone service at home that they don't use because pretty much everyone has a cell phone. I mean, you really don't need call waiting, three-way calling, and all the other extras on your phone because you don't use them. All you need really is a simple landline. So, I mean, you can reduce your utility bills by cutting out all of the things that you don't actually need, those added options. Another thing you can do, which we talk about a lot, is save on eating out. Don't eat out for lunch every day. You know, you can take your lunch and work. That will save you $7 to $10 a day most likely. Before you head out to dinner, why don't you just check your pantry, see if there's something that you can actually cook, which is healthier and will cost you less money.
That's what I've started to do. I've made a conscious effort to not eat out as much because I'm that dude that, you know, I'll eat out every day, maybe 2-3 times a day if I let myself do that.
Right.
But healthy eating is where it's at, folks. You know, we're the fattest country, you know, on the face of the earth. We need to get it together.
Right. And it's not just that it's just healthy, but you save yourself a lot of money in the process. And if you do eat out a lot, instead of, you know, purchasing the sodas or the teas or the lemonades, which cost $2.50 to $3 each time you go out to eat, why don't you just drink water? That's easier said than done because I hate water and I'm an avid tea and Coke drinker. But, I mean, if you do that every time you go out, especially if you're someone who eats out a lot, you can save yourself $30 to $40 just on drinks alone. So just, you know, think about that.
It's true.
Yeah, it is. Buy the things you want for less. You know, it may take a little extra work, but we always talk about coupons, going online to, you know, compare shopping costs. You can log on to, like, shop.com, and they actually compare costs for you. So you can do that as well. You can also log on to a website. It's called about.com, and they have an article named 6 Ways to Buy Things for Less. It gives a lot of great ideas, and it will help you buy the things that you want for 20 to 50% less than what you normally do. Another biggie, workout at home. Health and fitness is a big thing we talk about. You know, we bring you health and fitness by way of Ms. Willingham on every show. But health and fitness, a lot of people have gym memberships that they do not use. It's a waste of money. You can use free weights at home. You can do cardio at home just by walking around the neighborhood. So save your money on those gym memberships and actually just work out at home. And, again, if you watch what you eat, you can actually lose weight that way too, 2 to 3 pounds a week based off of what you eat without having to go to the gym. So keep that in mind. And last but not least, your hobbies. You know, if you have something that you like to do, there's always a way to cut costs on it. If you love arts and crafts, you can actually go to a beading store and not spend a whole lot of money. You can go to a dollar store a lot of times and find a lot of craft things that you can purchase, opposed to going to Michael's, which may be a whole lot more money. So, you know, if you have a hobby, think of a way that you can save money on the hobby itself. You know, if you like to take pictures and scrapbook, why don't you think about, you know, actually printing your pictures at home opposed to going out and, you know, printing them at an actual store that will cost more money. So just keep those little things in mind. Of course, always budget and save, which is something we always talk about. But just those 10 tips can help you save $10 a day, if not more.
live from Delaware. As always, if you have questions or information you'd like, hit Toya up at tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We'll be back.
TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hymen Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
World Series champions, the San Francisco Giants. It's 10:49 in Brooklyn, New York tonight. Wherever you are in the world, you're in tune to one of the baddest talk radio shows. We reminding you to rock your damn vote tomorrow. Have you all voted already? Did you take part in early voting?
No, I didn't take the time to figure out how to do that. I wish I would have, because I was just talking about what time am I actually going to go to the polls tomorrow that won't be very crowded, and I can't figure out a time that will work for me. So that's something I'll definitely have to look into next time around.
Yeah, I plan on going out there about 5:30 tomorrow morning. I want to get it in, get it out, get back home, get ready for work. This is an important thing, folks. Let's take the time to really, you know, roundtable, you know, the strategy. I want to make sure that each of us got a plan. There's no way we can't vote tomorrow, and there's no way we can stand in lines. You know, I really hope it's like, you know, unfortunately, I feel like it's not going to be like, you know, last election season. I just don't feel the momentum, you know, but I think we'll be okay. You know, but what time are you going to do it? Are you doing it before work or after work, Toya?
It's going to be it will have to be after work. I just can't see having my daughter stand at the polls with me at 6 o'clock in the morning. I don't think that's going to work, so it will definitely have to be after work.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Dee Dee, what time are you going to the polls?
When I get off work tomorrow. Around, because I got to be kind of, I'm going to go between 12 and 2, basically. I'll be there because the polls is right around the corner from my house. So.
Oh, that's good. It's convenient.
Yeah, I figure it won't. People will be trying to get there around lunchtime, but it won't be as crowded as it normally is in the morning time. You know, so. But, yeah. And then on top of that, everybody, big ups to my mom. She's working the polls. She has to be there from like 0:30 to like 0:30. So for all the poll workers, big up, big up.
Oh, my goodness, my mom is too. How funny is that? Go ahead, mama.
Hey, that's what's good.
I asked her if she was volunteering. She said, oh, no, honey, they've got to pay me.
That's right. They do pay, though. They do pay.
Hey, but they do. They do. You got to get in position because they do. You just got to get connected with the right team. Folks, tomorrow's election is serious. CeeLo, what time are you going out to the polls? CeeLo, what time are you going out to the polls?
Oh, I'm sorry. I apologize. Technical difficulties. no, I don't start me lying. I don't know what time I'm going. But close, though. Yeah, don't even start me lying.
CeeLo, you better make it.
Hey. I'm going to make it. I don't, yeah,
hello,
tomorrow's my off day from everything, so. I'm going tomorrow. I'm not going to show up on Wednesday morning or no crap like that. I'll be there tomorrow. Yeah,
definitely. Just it's really imperative that we get out and rock the vote. 917-889-3926 is the number. It's 10:53 right now in Portsmouth, Virginia, and it's Monday, November 1st. Are you surrounded by friends or folks? What makes someone a foe? You know, what makes you really, you know, be standoffish, you know, towards a person or feel like they really, you know, they really aren't worthy of your positive energy?
Ignorance. I can't stand blatant ignorance. I mean, just you ignorant because you want to be. Like, you just don't like, I don't like to be around people that don't know because they don't want to know. Like, they know, like they know that there's a possibility of doing better, but they don't want to. You know what I'm saying? Like, yeah. And people that mean you no good. Yeah, those two things right there. That's it. Hello?
Ladies?
I mean, I agree. You definitely don't want people around who don't want better for themselves. And then you usually find when you want better for yourself and the people that are trying to pull you down, that's how you find out, you know, who your true friends are and who aren't. If they don't want you to do better because they're not doing better, you don't need them in your circle.
What do you say for people who latch on to people just because they don't like being alone? I mean, for real. I mean, again, we're not being judgmental at all, but there's just some people I believe who you know, they end up being doormats. People use them for their own personal gain, out of, you know, the known fact that, you know, some people just don't like being alone. So, you know, they'll just go with the flow, even if they're being abused. You know, what do you say to those people?
Oh, gosh. Get a role model, something. Go to, have to. I don't, like, I go talk to a neighbor. I don't, like, they have phone numbers. I don't know, like, how do you do that?
I just think usually when someone's clingy like that, it's something about themselves they're not happy with. They need to work on themselves before,
you know,
they can, you know, stop clinging on to other people.
You know what? I had disconnect with a female like that.
It's easier said than done, because sometimes I think, you know, really you have to be an open person. But sometimes hurt people, it's hard for hurt people to be open, you know, because they become conditioned to just being hurt. So I think it's easier said than done to just, like, get a role model, because how can you get a role model if you don't know you need a role model?
Well, you know what? It was crazy. And you know what? I shouldn't have said that. You're absolutely right. I mean, they do need a role model. But the
thing
is,
They do.
You know what I'm saying? They really do. But you know what? They have to find someone that has the patience for it, because I did have to disconnect from a female that was very clingy. And it was not in an intimate sense or anything like that. It wasn't like a girlfriend or anything like that. It was a female who wanted to be friends. But it was crazy because I couldn't deal with her bipolar attitude. I mean, like, I have my own, you know what I'm saying? Like, I have my own personality things going on, you know what I'm saying? I don't need somebody, like, who would go from we're cool to you're crying and for your mother. I can't take that. I don't know, and I didn't know what to do with it. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I think that says, though? I think that says that, you know, anyone who finds themselves in that type of a vulnerable state, you know, you made them feel comfortable enough, you know, to where they kind of went there. And that to me is the true essence of friendship. You know, the one thing that I know for a fact that might stimulate a lot of people, again, is people's realness. At the end of the day, you know, people really want the truth. And sometimes we sugarcoat the truth, you know, but some people know how to really just, you know, put it out there to where it establishes a comfort level with folks. Folks, if you just tuned in to the show, it's 10:57, and tonight we've been talking about, you know, friends or foes. You know, who are we really surrounded by? You know, what kind of relationships are we cultivating? Do you have people in your circle that's inspiring you to succeed, or people that's bringing you down and using you for, you know, their own personal gain? We want to help you to be able to recognize and move past, you know, being abused in any way, shape, or form by someone who you may think is your friend. Because in this world that we're living in, people will get what they need from you and keep it moving and leave you hurt, busted, and disgusted. But see, you have to be a little smarter. You know, you can't be so open to everybody so quickly. Women have a bad problem, you know, with being real open too quick, and then they hurt, and you know, well, why he do that to me? Well, why you move so fast with your hot ass? You know, but not even in an intimate sense. You know, I mean, even I think, you know, just from a comfort level perspective, and it's not just women, because men do it as well with women, and I think sometimes we do it with each other. And it turns out to be brawls and fist fights because at the end of the day, you got too comfortable with me. You got to be open and honest. You got to surround yourself with people who are going to be open and honest and real with you. And that's the one thing that I respect about this particular program. It is approaching the top of the hour, 917-889-3926. Friends or foes, what type of relationships are you cultivating? And do you even give a damn if you have a friend or not? Because there's some people who really, you know, they're in a bubble. They're in a world all by themselves. And at the end of the day, I'll say this. I've learned that you can only get so far by yourself.
Yeah.
You know, everybody needs a friend, regardless of what you say, think, or feel. You know, if you're somebody who say that if you feel like you don't need anybody, you don't need a friend, let me tell you, brother, sister, your heart is so cold that you need, you know, a makeover. You know, you need a overhaul. You need to refine yourself, because everybody needs somebody they can bounce something off of. It's 10:59 on the East Coast. It's approaching 8 o'clock on the West Coast. You know you are in tune to TM Hammer Radio Live. We'll be back.
TM Hammer Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hammer Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hammer Live Talk Radio Show. Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show.
Monday, Tuesday, excuse me, every Monday, Wednesday, Friday, 10 to 12. It's 11:04. Hit us up. If you got new music, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Any topics, show ideas, any questions for any of our reporters, folks, hit us up again, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. We are on Facebook, TM Hyman Radio Live. Hit us up on Twitter, TM Hyman Radio. Twitter, Facebook, Gmail. We're plugged in.
Yes, yes,
friend
sir.
Or foe. Friend
oh,
or
Jay-Z.
Foe. Foe. Oh.
Friend of foe.
Jesus.
Yes. Remember that he's like friend of foe. State your biz. Yes.
Right. Right.
Yeah. I don't know. It's funny, like, the people that don't like you seem to be, that you know, very much like you, and the people that you may not care for seem to be very much like you. You like yourself. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's really weird. That's how Dede and Toy ended up being friends, because they, you know what I'm saying? It's like an air about them, but it seems so familiar. It's just like something I don't like about you, because it's something you don't like about yourself, you know? I don't know.
I didn't have anyone else to talk to, CeeLo. Don't let her fool you.
I know that.
And she's still talking to me.
I know, that's right. They still together. Yeah. Okay. Gotta love it. Gotta love it. Where else can you get this? You can't make this stuff up, people. You cannot make it up.
You can't make it up. And I think you raise a good point about, you know, sometimes, you know, opposites attracting. And sometimes it is, you know, what you don't like. Maybe, you know, it might be a challenge, a growth opportunity, a weakness within yourself sometimes. But nevertheless, we need people to bounce ideas off of. You know, sometimes, you know, it's that person, you know, that was there for you, that kept you from, you know, jumping off the bridge or pushing somebody over the bridge, you know.
Right.
Because it could go either way, you know, in the split of a decision. And we need each other at the end of the day. You know, anybody that doesn't feel like they, you know, need anybody, you know, it's not true. That's what you've conditioned yourself. That's your protection mechanism. You know, that's just how you had to kind of, you know, respond based on how people have treated you. But, you know, that's not how it's supposed to be. At the end of the day, we need each other. We need friends. It's just important to recognize those people that may not be for you. Because, hey, my friends, everybody is not for you. There's some people that smile in your face.
Uh-oh, all the time they want to
take your face.
The
those
backstabbers. Backstabbers.
Hey.
Okay, so don't blame you to anyone on the show.
Yeah, I mean, and it shouldn't be anything that upsets you, though. You should just know how to deal with backstabbers.
Right.
You know,
exactly.
And I'll tell you something. Keep them close. And they don't even have to know all the time that you know they're backstabbers. Stop having to feel like you got to get all bombastic.
You don't. You don't. Because it's very interesting. And you know what? You should try it, because it helps you learn people. Because as a teenager, well, growing up, that's what I did. Most of the people that were around me, I didn't like any of them. But they knew I didn't like them. I didn't lie about it. But it's like being around them kept me on my toes, because I always knew what to expect. They were so predictable. You know what I'm saying? So it helped me learn people. So it's not always bad to have your enemies around you.
No, it's not, because this is the deal. If you're a leader, and I promote leadership all day long, up and down, you know. Anybody that's on my team, they're leaders. That's just where I am, you know, in my life. And, you know, it's important to know how to deal with people, because it takes all kinds. Because, you know, people, what you just said, CeeLo, you got to take challenges and make them opportunities.
Yeah.
And, you know, you have to. You know, difficult people, you just got to be nice to them. You know, because when it comes down to it, you know, it's either you or them, you know, they can't win.
Right.
So,
and you already
know
what
to
expect. So, you know what I'm saying? It's like you're already ready for their attack. It's strategic.
And that's what keeps you on point. And what the key word right there is strategic. Know your foes, folks. Not in the sense that, you know, you always got to be rowdy, and bout it. No, just know how to deal with people. Folks, tonight the conversation has been, You know, are you surrounded by friends or foes?
Right, but you know what?
Evaluate your surroundings at all times. Evaluate your surroundings and don't be afraid to be honest. Go ahead, CeeLo. Don't be afraid to be honest.
No, that's exactly what I was saying right there. Yeah, I wasn't even trying to cut you off. But what you just
said. No, go ahead. I heard you. I heard you with the honest piece.
Yeah, it's about being honest because, I mean, think about you can have a functional relationship with someone, again, that you don't share personal views with, you know, but you both can have, like, work very well together in a business atmosphere, you know. But, see, that comes with maturity and knowing yourself as well because a lot of people, it's like, you know, they may look at it, oh, that's being phony. In actuality, no, it's not being phony. Being phony is when you're trying, like, when you, like, don't acknowledge. You know what I'm saying? The bull crap. You
right.
know, look, you thought I was going to cut to you. You know, you don't acknowledge the bull crap, you know. And it's not being phony. You have to be honest with yourself, like for real. Yeah.
Because if you're honest with yourself, then nobody can really say anything that you haven't already said to yourself.
Exactly.
You know, see, sometimes we get mad about what's the truth. You know, so that whole concept of you can't handle the truth. See, that's
right.
Real, because sometimes when people tell us about ourselves, we know it's true, but we pissed off just because they said it. And the one thing that I appreciate about my relationship with my real friends, and, you know, you, Ms. Willingham, are definitely my real friends. Toya clarified at the top of the show, you know, that we're building a relationship. Ms. Willingham and I had a real interesting conversation after the show last night, in which she gave me some straight-up feedback. And it was tough feedback. But the one thing that I appreciate about Willingham is what Toya said about, you know, the characteristic. She's going to be real. She's going to be honest. She's not going to, you know, apologize for her perspective, although she may apologize for how it comes off. See, I can tell Ms. Willingham about how she comes off, and she would be like, for real?
Right.
Oh, I didn't see it like that. I'm sorry. And I'd be like, what? Are you serious?
Right.
And she's like, yep, I'm serious. I'm sorry.
Right.
But I still meant what I said. That's real friendship, and at the end of the day, you got to know it's not coming from a place where, you know, it's hurt or somebody's trying to make you feel bad. It's coming from an honest place, and you got to be honest with yourself. And when you're honest with yourself, you can see it for what it is, you know, and it is about maturity. It is about maturity, and I'm only talking to grown people tonight. Because it seems like, you know, we're the ones that can't get it together and be the examples that we need to be for our children to be able to build relations. See, we don't understand that our kids mimic and watch everything that we do. So we got to understand, you know, what kind of relationships we're cultivating. So in turn, we can help our kids to cultivate better relationships. That's what's going to breed a better society. If you've just tuned into the show, we got the angels hanging out. And we just kicking it about our friends and our foes. I appreciate these friendships. I appreciate each and every one of you because you back up this show, and it's a commitment, you know, and we in it together, and we honest with each other, and sometimes it don't feel good, but we do what we got to do to keep it moving. And to me, that's what makes a solid friendship. It's 11:13. Coming up next, live out of Charlotte, North Carolina, it's our entertainment and national news. You know what it is, 917-889-3926, 917-889-3926. Friends or foes, who are you surrounded by?
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. All of our friends keep saying we
should be more social. We keep to ourselves most of the time. They just don't understand what we got going on. Cause a love like this is so hard to find. Don't wanna live by no one else's designs. Though every day ain't glamour, to me it's just fine. I'm perfect the way that we are.
Whose Line Is It Anyway? I love that guy. And he does Price Is Right now. I'm glad he's single. So, like, when I meet him, you know, y'all can come to my wedding. Y'all not going to come to my wedding? Nobody? Well, look, I want to go into the entertainment and national news. Let's start abroad. In London, the government tightened the aviation security on Monday after two U.S.-bound bombs sent in air cargo from Yemen were intercepted in Dubai and Britain. U.S. officials said the Saudi bomb maker, Ibrahim Hassan Al-Azari, believed to be working with the AQAP, is a key suspect. And a U.S. technical team has arrived in Yemen to train Yemenis in the use of sophisticated airport screening equipment, you know, to help out with security. Well, over back in the U.S., ladies, how about this? Free contraceptive for women in the U.S., thanks to the new health care law. So that's why it's really important for us to get out and vote tomorrow, you know, because of things like this, you know. Because what they're saying is, you know, it could just remove a cost barrier, you know, that keep women from getting, you know, birth control. And so the, panel is supposed to convene on November 16th to work on a recommendation. So I'll keep you guys going, informed about that. That department actually has until August of next year to make a decision. So let's hope they go for it. Let's go to Atlanta. Did you guys hear about that newlywed? The husband shot the wife for no apparent reason. Police say that Manchillo McLester fatally shot his 25-year-old wife, Madison, shortly after 5 a.m. Sunday after the couple returned from a Halloween party. Now, he's being charged with murder. And they just got married October 10th. Now, the neighbors pretty much said that, you know, they were a nice couple. They looked like lovebirds. And but, again, they don't have a motive for the killing. And they say the man was wearing no clothes, and he was sitting across the street from the house when the police showed up. So I, you know, what is the world going to? Makes me not really want to get married again. You know, well, over into the hip hop world, Lil Wayne, you know, he's been locked up since March, but he is set to be released this Thursday from Rikers Island. Now it is rumored that he's supposed to be making a surprise visit on the final stop of Drake's Light Dreams and Nightmares tour, which is November 6th, and it's going to be in Las Vegas. So, you know, anybody who has tickets for that, or if you don't have your tickets, I think you may want to get that. That's going to be an awesome show, I'm quite sure. And last but not least, Nelly, guess what? He is going to start his own radio show, hosting a radio show in the UK, starting this Saturday on this November 6th. And he's going to be on at 3 o'clock every Saturday. I think it was, like, awesome. Goes from rapper to radio host. But now, last but not least, you guys check out this coming Sunday at 8 p.m. on BET, Black Girls Rock. And that's supposed to be on BET. It's going to be hosted by Nia Long. And if you guys don't know what Black Girls Rock is, it's a nonprofit organization. Pretty much is to enrich the lives of girls from 12 to 17, so I think it's an awesome thing. That's it for entertainment news today.
CeeLo, coming live out of Charlotte, North Carolina. We appreciate entertainment and national.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CCM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Thank you.
JC, TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 11:26 here on the East Coast, coming to you live from Tampa, Florida. It's your Hip Hop Informer. You're in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. Got about 32 minutes left of the show. CeeLo, Toya, Didi, the Angels,
yeah.
Friends of Foes, Friends of Foes, Foes of Friends. It's Monday, November 1st. The topic has been truly around, you know, our respective views. And again, they're our views. You know, we're not, you know, trying to validate our views, you know, by no means. We don't have to defend our views by no means. You know, everybody's bringing, you know, their special something, which is absolutely representative, I think, of a good, you know, good diverse group. You know, last night we had folks calling in from all over the country, and people tuned in from all over the world, and folks are listening. And I want to thank you all, wherever you are in the world right now. You're tuned to Team Hyman Radio Live. Thanks for riding with us. What kind of relationships are we cultivating? I think we should be looking to cultivate, you know, positive, prosperous relationships where it's always a win-win. If you're in a relationship with anybody, you know, and it doesn't, I'm not talking sexual relationship, just relationship, period. If it's not a win-win, then it's not really a balanced situation, you know. So, you know, my thing is always keep the balance, you know, always make sure it's a win-win. That way nobody's ever mad because everybody's always winning. You know, that's my formula for success, and that's how I try to apply it. And that's also Donald Trump's, you know, philosophy. You know, that's why I think it's important to apply it. I study some of the Donald's principles and laws and business practices. I'm trying to anyway. I need to apply it now when I've been studying them. And, you know, a key to his success is win-win. And I think that's a real good concept there. Ladies, again, thanks for your views, your perspectives. Anything you want to share specifically about just, you know, building, establishing, you know, cultivating relationships?
Well, I mean, first of all, it's like when you ask someone to accept you for how you are, you have to do the same. And that's what I base, that's how I base my friendships, you know. It's like those are the people that are close to me, the people that I truly accept them for how they are, and they truly accept me for how I am. And, you know, like just to reiterate what we were talking about earlier about, like, keeping your enemies close, I don't mean, like, you don't have to invite them to your house or, you know, be, like, for real, you don't have to be phony.
Right.
You know, I mean, like, that whole friend or foe thing, like, in the business capacity, a lot of times you do have to deal with people that you may not, you know, personally agree with.
Every day.
But don't let that stop you from, you know, moving forward. You know what I'm saying? Like, be
right.
You have to pick your battle.
You gotta learn how to box with.
Right, exactly.
You gotta learn how to box with.
Exactly. Choose and pick and choose your
battle. Stay on your side of the office. You know,
yeah.
See, if you stay on your side of the office and I stay on my side of the office, so we're going to get along just fine.
Like
now,
Warren Buffett.
If you come across
said,
the line in my space, this might be a problem.
Exactly. Like Warren Buffett says, stay in your lane.
It's real. You know, and sometimes we need each other to tell one another to stay in our lane, because it's easier for me to take it from you than to take it from somebody that I don't know. That's
yeah.
Why everybody needs a good friend. Somebody who can pull them aside and be like, yo, you about to embarrass all of us. Don't do it.
30 years.
Yeah. You know, we need people like that in our life. And, you know, I call them accountability partners.
Yeah.
Everybody needs one, you know.
Yeah. And that's
folks, again, thanks for having us tonight. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say, that's what I was like. That's how Dee Dee and I maintain a friendship, because I thought she was really awesome. Because when Dee Dee and I met, it was actually in a capacity where she was my supervisor. Well, not initially, but she ended up being my supervisor. And it was awesome, the fact that we could be friends outside of work and still, you know, be professional at work. You know what I'm saying? Like, if she scolded me or said something to me about something that had to do with work, I didn't look at her like, why are you talking to me like that? You're my friend. You know what I'm saying? One thing had nothing to do with each other, and she helped cultivate, like, she was my other example of, okay, there is other people out there like me that can separate the two. You know what I'm saying? So that's awesome. Yeah. That's it.
No doubt. That's it. Any other perspectives out there in America tonight?
Yeah, just be straight up, honest. Be yourself. You can't be yourself with your friend, and I mean, if you have to be fake around someone, I don't think you guys have a good friendship. Constructive criticism, which we talk about all night. I mean, you can't take offense if your friend is calling you out on something. Hopefully, they're doing that for you, you know, for you to better yourself, to keep you from embarrassing yourself. You know, I like to keep people around me that are trying to do good things, positive things. I'm not trying to hold me back, because you do have some people sometimes that you think are your friends, but if you start to do better than they are, or you start to be in a better position than they're in, and they don't want to see you there, they'll try to, you know, discourage you from, you know, doing better for yourself. You know, and sometimes you'll learn who your friends are and who your friends aren't once you start to do better. You start to succeed and you want more for yourself. So sometimes, you know, you just have to keep an eye open. You can easily weed out good friends and people who are not friends just, you know, based off everyday life, you know, what you're going through, who's there when you're going through a tough time, or who just shows up when you're doing well and you have something to offer them. So, you know, it's not always, you know, take, take, take. You have to give also. So.
Exactly. And respect. And, you know what I'm saying? And keeping respect at the forefront of any relationship that you have, intimate or otherwise. You know, but you have to, I guess, define your border. You know, define the line between the people that you deal with. Really, self-reflection is beautiful. You can do that at night before you go to sleep or something, like while you're praying, meditate, start doing yoga or something. I don't know.
Up next, we have our health and wellness segment coming live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. With
Didi.
Up next, stay tuned.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio
Thank you.
Everyone, before I get started, I just want to say thank you to all three of my friends on this show tonight. You all three are definitely different in your own respects, but I love you for being my friends and what I can say are my friends, and I thank God for you all.
So,
all right, now here we go with tonight's health and wellness. Tonight I just want to give you 10 ways to help reduce some of your stress at work. First thing you can do is improve your time management organization skills. You can do this by getting a to-do list. Also, by saying no sometimes. Sometimes we are the busy bees at work, like to take on everybody else's responsibility. Sometimes you have to learn to say no. I can't do that. I have to do my own work, or I just can't do that because it's too much work. Or also ask for help. Sometimes we have a problem delegating. That comes that the leaders sometimes have a problem delegating their work or asking for help. So they feel stressed out. So that's something you learn when, you know, becoming a good leader, how to delegate or ask for help. Number two, relax and breathe deeply. I know you're like, huh? But just by taking a deep breath sometimes, inhale, exhale, counting to 10. Can relieve a lot of stress by letting that oxygen flow up to your head and out. It just helps in any situation. Someone steps up to your face, you have a customer on the phone, if your boss is nagging you, you just don't want to be there, simply taking a deep breath can make you feel a whole lot better. Just try it if you don't believe me. Take more breaks from work. I know you always hear if you have a supervisor or if you are a supervisor, you're always telling your employees or you're always being told to take that 5-minute break or that 15-minute break, you know, every 2 hours. But it's definitely important because you can become overworked or you can just become stressed sitting at that computer or sitting behind that desk, depending on your job, just, you know, doing that mundane job or that mundane task. Get up, take a breath, take a break, get a change of scenery, get something to drink, just change your focus for a minute so that when you come back, it'll give you that refreshed feeling, and you can give another 100% to you, what you're doing. Number four, lighten up sometimes. Just smile, laugh. You don't got to come to work all grouchy and grumpy. I know Mondays, you know, no one likes a Monday, but sometimes it's okay to be that, you know, that sunshine, that ray of sunshine, because it just makes your day go that much better. And then on top of that, that positive spirit jumps off on somebody else who was having a bad day or a bad Monday. Now, you've paid it forward with that attitude, and you've blessed someone else and given them a happy, a good attitude, you know, just by you coming in there with a good attitude. So just lighten up a little bit, laugh a little bit, smile. Learn to listen. If you listen sometimes before you begin to speak, that will also reduce some of your stress, because sometimes you find you get frustrated because you feel like no one's listening to you. Well, if you took the time just to be quiet and listen yourself, you may have saved yourself a whole conversation you didn't have to have. So it's just that easy. Just be quiet and listen. Fix your environment. You can do things like beautification, things like to your desk or to your work environment. Put pictures up, you know, different calming things like maybe the little water fountains, things of that sort, the lighting, the temperature. You know, that's what you're into, to help relax you at work. And don't sweat the small stuff. Like I said, lighten up. There's some things you just cannot control. I work off the principle, control the controllable. If it's out of my control, then it is what it is, and I can't do anything about it, so I'm definitely not going to let it stress me. Get more sleep. Definitely that's an overall stress reducer. By getting more sleep, you will come to work relaxed. you'll come to work, you won't have, you know, that mood, that attitude. You will be happy. But just because you got that sufficient amount of rest, definitely important. Find a mentor. Find someone or a friend, someone you can talk to. If you're going through something at work and you need to, you need to get it off your chest, don't hold it all in. Don't bottle it up. You know, if you can't find a mentor or you don't have a friend at work, you know, talk to your supervisor, you know, or a team leader, someone of that sort that can, you know, can help you just take that load off. Sometimes not so much as passing the buck or passing that burden off, but just by communicating something you're going through will, you know, make the world a difference. And number 10, which is like should be number one, surround yourself by positive, optimistic people. Just change your circle. If you're always moody and attitude at work and negative, maybe that's because the people you hang around. If you always have a lot of the environment or people in which you keep. If you keep positive, optimistic people that are, you know, always lifting you up, motivating and encouraging, you won't feel as stressed. So that, to me, is number one, first and foremost. And tonight, that is the Health and Wellness, 10 Ways to Reduce Your Stress at Work.
Thank you very much. Live out of Chesapeake, Virginia. Always a tight health and wellness segment. Folks, stand by. We appreciate you for riding with us tonight. It is 11:43 out here in Florida. It's 11:43 in Virginia. What's the weather like out there in VA?
It's cold. We're in the blue blazing. Yeah.
Wow. It's not cold at all down here.
Well, I don't, you know what? Don't rub it in. Can you send some?
Right back. Hey, I'll send you a little. I'll send you some of this mother FedEx.
CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. CM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show.
Talk radio show.
Baby, I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. So sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. I'm sorry. It's too late. Tomorrow may never come. So sorry. It's too late.
I got some films in the back of my mind, but it's for film. And I can hack it, I'm fine instead of crying. I'd rather jot it down on the line, numbing up without snoring the line. They got my cousin confined, violated, gotta finish the time. But shit, homie, I feel a whole world trying shit on me. Ready to bet it all on this chick, homie. Turn around, got a new chick trying kiss on me. Ex-girlfriend that's on and popped up, knocked up, happy it's not mine, but sad it's not us. Now my new girl mad at this crush I cut. We still together, can't let another bitch stop us. I got beef cause two other niggas, girls I fuck, can get them hit, but niggas ain't worth that much. They ain't worth that call, yeah, my daytime minutes. And I ain't falling for that playground kid shit. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just wanna live, I don't wanna die. I don't wanna get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crying, trying hard, hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit, some tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side, pain tending so to your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. Latino life, caviar, Rio wife. That's the dream, I dream it every single night. How I feel, can't show it, can't show what's real. They only know what's on the camera like the movie Cloverfield. I got goals unattainable, like I don't know. Stuck on the rope, found attainable, and can't let go. I can't climb cause my arms too so. Failure catching me, success ahead of me, but I'm stuck on pro. I can't juke cause the art too broke. It's just a part of the growth, mood music, but minus the joke. I say when am I can't fathom, I wanna push square and ask man, but my pride too big to just ask him. I'm in the wrong lead, man, I just passed them. I'm in the wrong race, man, I just laughed them. Gotta step the competition up. They say you gotta fight the big dogs, you want the bigger buck. When I grow up, I just wanna be alive. I just want to live. I don't want to die. I don't want to get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crime trying hard. Hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side. Pain tennis over your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside. They say jailbird, leave a nigga alone. He's a jailbird, never coming home. What if it's family? They want big kip locks. Can't let a nigga get successful, then they throw him in the box. They throw away the key, leave his kids on the block. I can only imagine what it's like not having a pop. Black America, what do we do? It's only so long he can be picked on before he shoots up a school. That doesn't justify that beat tech that he used. Pop the question, get Sean Bell, shit on the news. This morning, woke up kind of sick, homie. Run my gun, girlfriend trying to flip on me. Mama called my phone just to trip on me. Nigga in my face battling. See, it's not his fault, but he spit on me. I end up grabbing him. He end up grabbing for his ration in the ambulance. Pack him in the back and it's back to
when
the
trap. I just want to be alive. I just want to live. I don't want to die. I don't want to get off the wrong vibe. Listen to the beat, please listen to it. Crime hard. Hard not to listen to my pride. Tell myself ain't shit. Some tell me it's a lie. Fuck the side. Pain tennis over your eyes. They say it's better just to vent than to keep it inside.
WHAC TM Hyman Radio Live. It's 11:48 here in Tampa, Florida. Appreciate you for riding with us tonight. That was a Taylor Music Group, Sorry. About 10 minutes left in the show. Friends or Foes was the topic tonight. If you're just tuning in, you've missed it. We just want to kind of take the last few minutes of the show, kind of talk it out on just the importance of tomorrow. It's Monday, November 1st, and we got about 10 minutes left in the day before we see a new set of mercies and a whole new day. November 2nd, folks, we got to get out and vote, and we got to encourage our friends and our foes and everything in between to get out and vote and to do something. Ask people, are they voting? You know, are you voting? You know, why not? If not, you know, you know, just by asking somebody might encourage them or, you know, push them over the fence or make them even think about something that they hadn't even thought about. That's something that we've done over the last couple of weeks. You know, even if, you know, OD was the only person that we motivated to go ahead and vote, you know, he said it live. You know, he hadn't even thought about voting. You know, and then he turned around and said he'll take everybody with him, you know, when he votes, even though they were felons. You know, hey, regardless of whether they're felons today, they may not be felons tomorrow. And the fact that OD voted, now they understand how important it is to vote. And that's how you pass it on. You know, each one teach one. And I think that tomorrow will be a better place. Ladies, thanks for riding with me as always. The Angels live out of Delaware, VA, and Charlotte, North Carolina tonight. Folks, wherever you are in the world, you've been in tune to TM Hyman Radio Live. You can catch us every Sunday at 7, Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 10. We appreciate the love.
Yeah. Yes, thank you. Thank you very much. You want to sing another song, Tim? Sing another song.
Please don't.
I want him to sing another song. Go for it.
Toya, you said please don't. I need to keep my...
Please don't. Being a new friend, I'm asking you not to.
I appreciate your realness, friend.
And look, if you start singing, I'll sing with you. I got your back.
Being an old friend, don't do it.
Hey, man, look, we can do this thing right. If 50 Tyson could get paid, I know.
You know what? You're right.
Good. Okay? So we can, look, don't listen to those naysayers, Tim. We can do it. We just talked about friendship. What kind of crap is that?
Hey, I appreciate the love. Hey, you got to, hey, we're friends like y'all who need enemies.
I know that's
who
right.
Who need foes? Who need foes? with these kind of friends. Hey, folks, we love the fact that you support us, you're listening to us, and, you know, and we really got something to say. We are preparing for a major launch of this show in January. We got a cruise coming up next year to the Bahamas. It's a 3-day cruise. Get ready to go Center Stage Live with TM Hyman Radio Live, which is, you know, television show wrapped into a radio show. We're trying to get paid, folks. So, you know, we appreciate the love, but we're about to take it to the next level. We want to have your favorite people on. Hit us up. Give us some show ideas. Tell us who you like to see on the show. We've done a good job thus far, but we want to bring you who you want on the show, you know, so that you can really get good information. And if you have specific questions and you want specific people, hit us up, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com, tmhymanradiolive@gmail.com. Ladies, any last-minute shout-outs, feedback, anything, get out and vote, people. Go rock the damn vote.
I want to give – this is CeeLo out of Charlotte. I want to give a big shout-out to my girl Sharika and her new fiancé, Rodney. They're getting married in January. And so, like, I'm looking forward to it. So awesome. Black love. Who can beat it? That's it.
Who can beat it?
Yeah. Oh, that's it. That's all I have to say, really. Oh, hi, Samara, if you're listening. That's my daughter. Yeah. Look at that.
What's going on, Samara? Be a good girl, Samara.
So she should be asleep. Hold on, what I'm talking about.
that's what's good. All right. Toya, Didi, any parting words, any shout-outs?
Well, Toya, if you're going to be a friend, be a true friend. Don't be fake. There's enough fake people in the world. If you're not going to be a true friend, then just leave it alone. Walk away. I guess remember that people come into your life, they say for a reason, a season, or a lifetime. So if someone has to go and they have to walk away from the friendship, just look at it as a learning experience. People are there for a reason, and they may not always be around. So just take something from the relationship and work on the next.
You're absolutely right. Didi.
Oh, yeah. That's what I was going to say. Always learn something from whatever relationship that you get into, be it ended up being a foe, being a friend, being a stick girl, home girl, stick dude, home dude, whatever. Just always learn something from it. Don't ever don't play the victim role. Don't ever say, oh, I got hurt, oh, me. Just learn something. Just know that the man above, whomever, whatever you call them, had something bigger in mind, and just know, you know, it was a purpose that it happened, you know, while y'all paths crossed, and just learn something from that. And just shout out to all my friends, all my, you know, associates, all the naysayers, the haters. You just motivate me to do better, to be a better me. And
hi, haters.
Hi, haters.
Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. See?
What is the bottle?
Thank you to all our friends of the TM Hyman Radio Live. They are definitely.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
I feel like I'm letting go.
Live Talk Radio Show. DMDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. DDM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show. Real talk. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. Talk radio show. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live. DM Hyman Live.